This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV. Brought to you tonight by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah. I'd like to say good evening to myself and Michael. I'm pretty good with another language.
See.
That was good.
Good evening to Don and Michael.
Is that an opener? Or is that someone that can give him length?
Length like you wouldn't believe.
You might go as far as saying length Lagord. Let's say good evening to Don.
I just can never give my heart to just one guy.
See, that's something, you know? I didn't
even
notice it.
That's what drops are about right there.
No, you know what? It's the essence of the drop. That's the essence of what the drop even is. I didn't even notice it, and then... All right, good evening to Don.
I'll pull the plug. If you're the elderly person, I'm pulling the plug.
Good evening to myself.
Inept. Oh, my. What was that?
And Michael knew what it was, but he had to call attention.
I wanted to call attention to it.
And I was
well,
right.
In all fairness, though, that wasn't even like I'm not paying attention. It was literally just on the way that an Apple keyboard works. They have, like, you know, the buttons at the top of the screen are sort of like automated, and my finger just grazed it.
So that's the time.
Yeah. How about the other 40 times?
No, I didn't know. I didn't. That's the first time I've ever accidentally played music. I mean, I've
never
played.
That's not true.
Randomly played a Big Pun in the middle of the show for no reason.
Not Big Pun, but you've played music inadvertently. Because you got a lot of things going on Rosenberg Incorporated. I understand it.
Let me. You know what? Let me say good evening to myself.
Just so people click on your little video.
And good evening to Michael and Bob Wischusen.
Why did the Islanders take until the end of the season to play their best hockey? Last year they did it. This year they're doing it again.
I don't know.
All right, good stuff. Bob,
good stuff, Bob.
Moving right along. Now, the question with that moment is, was there going to be a follow-up 2 seconds later, or was that the answer?
Here's the issue.
As Don would scream, that's the answer.
Here's the issue with Bob today. There was a little bit of it almost felt like he was on delay, because I think that was funny. We laughed and he was about to answer. Then Peter jumped in with what he said. It seemed like he was about to answer with something like witty or funny, but it took too long and we would end up jumping in thinking he was done. So there was that awkwardness.
I want to have somebody support me the way Don supports everybody else but me.
Didn't I just have your back with the Peter incident? You don't even pay attention to those things.
I heard it. That's a pity one.
Which Peter incident?
When I said what about the other 40 times that you make a sound? And Michael and I both jumped you.
Ganged up. You jumped on me.
Right, but he said that's for pity.
No.
I've said this over and over. I'll take it to my grave. I take them as they come. If I want to support Michael, then I think he deserves support. I'll support. If not, that's just honesty. But I think Michael wants some sort of a structure in which he's a deity, and we worship at the altar of Michael and agree with everything that he says. And when we disagree, we're disrespecting him. And that's not how I play it. And I don't think you do either, Peter.
Hey, what happened to that?
Did we congratulate Don? He won the GOAT contest yesterday?
Yes. That was very nice.
He beat out Don, real quick. Tell us, who did you beat along the way on your way to a championship?
Round one, I beat Madonna. Then in the round of 32, I beat Joey Chestnut. In the Sweet 16, I beat Michael Jackson.
Wow.
In the Elite 8... I beat, or I'm missing somebody. I beat Tom Brady, and then I beat Michael. So Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, not Michael K.
Hell of a run.
Oh, Gretzky. No, Gretzky in the Elite Eight.
Don't forget Gretzky.
Beat Brady in the Final Four, and then I beat Michael Jordan in a very, very close race. That had over 2,000 votes. So I'm very humbled that the listeners like me.
Did you hear that? That was Don. Here, listen.
I don't get it.
He's a goat.
Oh.
Oh.
Boom!
I thought you didn't get why people voted for me.
No. I you know how I feel about you. You're not greater than Michael Jordan.
I do believe in the last two rounds, it was the New York bias. New York doesn't love Tom Brady or Michael Jordan. So I think I was helped by that.
Then what's the explanation for Gretzky, Michael Jackson, and Madonna?
Because I think the listeners legitimately believe I'm better than them.
Wow.
The one legitimate win you had was over Chestnut. That's about it.
Although it's really not. Michael, is that a legitimate win? I mean, Chestnut is absolutely hands down number one all time. Kobayashi doesn't even, all due respect to the great Kobayashi or the Black Widow, they're not in the conversation with Joey Chestnut. That man, no one more easily slides elongated beef down their gullet the way Joey Chestnut does.
But I look down upon that as a skill. What Don does, it's very hard to be good a host as Don is.
That's not really what the argument is.
So if somebody makes great French toast, like it's a person that is the best at French toast making in the world, Don should beat them because that's not that big of an accomplishment.
How could you hold on? With all due respect to what we do, all we do is run our yappers.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a skill to it. There's an art to it.
But you don't think there's a skill and an art to what Joey Chestnut does?
I think it's more of the way his body is built.
No. You have to train immensely to get there.
But I think we're missing, like when Peter was in, it wasn't Peter Rosenberg. It was Peter Rosenberg's reads for good, better health. And mine was Don LaGreca's rants. So my rants up against Joey Chestnut eating hot dogs.
Man, I think
to our listeners, my rants resonate a little more than somebody pounding hot dogs.
No, but the second best ranter in sports radio is closer to Don than the second best hot dog eater is close to Joey Chestnut. But he's beating people by 25, 30 dogs a year. It's not even close what he's doing.
But I think what they're saying is that people don't respect that skill.
But that's what I'm saying.
Clearly, Michael Jackson is amazing, but maybe people aren't Michael Jackson fans.
I'm just trying to be true to what the tournament's supposed to be.
I don't know what it's all supposed to try to get attention to the shows that have them. So I think it accomplished that because I think Larry and Gordon do a tremendous job.
I'm just trying to be. To me, I care about the integrity of the tournament, Don. That's what I care about. If you beat Michael Jordan, I just want it to be done.
But who did you beat? No, you made it out of the first round.
No, I don't think I did. I lost narrowly to who? Michael Jordan? Was that who I lost
Jay-Z.
To?
Jay-Z.
I lost narrowly to Jay-Z.
Narrowly. Now, no offense, but you should have been pulverized, right?
Well, I mean, the one who should be insulted is me. I didn't get. I wasn't even in the tournament.
I don't. You'd have to take.
So there's nothing that I'm good at.
Nothing that you're good at, according to this thing.
Oh, I don't know how they came up with me and Peter's, better health.
Now I know how I could tell how Gordon and Larry feel about me. I don't think
not
I'm
very
good at anything.
And not very strongly.
Right. I'm good.
I mean, I can't honestly disagree with you, Michael. I mean, the evidence presented. I'll be like, what was it, Dan in Pasadena? Where was he from in California again?
It was Pasadena. Very good memory.
Dan in Pasadena, just like, listen, the evidence clearly shows. Maybe it wasn't a 40-page document, but in the evidence that's been presented, I think it's fair to say that Larry and Gordon have really no use for Michael.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little NBA, shall we?
Why not?
Finally... The NBA on TNT, giving the Knicks a little bit of respect. Let's hear Kenny Smith talking about Jalen Brunson.
The New York Knicks are the most surprised team to me in basketball right now. They should be a number six seed without Julius Randle. Brunson has been the best basketball player in the Eastern Conference by far.
Now, Charles, what does Charles have to say about how the Knicks would do in a series with the Pacers?
Pacers, they'll beat the Knicks if they play in the playoffs. They're both 3-6. The two teams that intrigue me the most going into the playoffs after the trade deadline, Pacers and the Mavs.
You saying that with certainty?
I think the Pacers beat the Knicks.
I agree with you, Chuck.
Oh boy. No one respecting this
now,
team.
Now, there's a couple of things at play here. All right, if you don't think the Pacers, the Knicks can beat the Pacers, all right, that's one opinion.
Yeah, that's your choice.
But the two teams that intrigue you post-deadline, the Knicks aren't one of them? With the deal they made for OG and how they played once they acquired him?
Well, remember, they did the OG deal before the way before the deadline.
Oh, that's semantics.
So that's the semantics there.
Since the
deadline, the Knicks haven't played that great because they didn't have Julius and they didn't have OG.
I think if I'm a Knicks fan, I'm loving this. Disrespect my team. Give them no credit. Let them go in with nobody believing. Doesn't that work better in that room
than everybody
picking them?
Yes. This is definitely – who would you rather – in terms of the expectation and the position you're in going into the playoffs – I would much rather be the Knicks than the Celtics right now. Celtics had...
What?
Don, he doesn't listen to me, does he?
No, I did listen. I want you to repeat it.
Okay, well, hold on.
Well, for effect.
If you listened... Okay, you know what? For effect. All right. In terms of the way they're being viewed and expectation, I would much rather be the Knicks than the Celtics right now.
Well, don't you want to be the person with the crown at the top of the mountain? I want
only
to
when
that,
it's
people knock me over.
Only when it's over.
Nah,
I don't need
to. Celtics.
I don't need to have a whole conference gunning for me and every prognosticator saying you better win the championship.
But balancing it out is the fact that you're clearly the best team. So I think anybody would take that aspect over the perception from the media.
Well, I mean, I didn't know we were being forced to choose.
But the Knicks, let's be honest, we watch the Knicks every day, so we've elevated them. But I'm sure there's passion in Philly and Miami and Orlando and Indiana and Cleveland for their teams making a run too.
I'm just telling you right now, as a Celtics fan, yes. I have a lot of dread heading into the playoffs. I don't have a lot of excitement. I have a lot of like, all right, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, he may say it, but if they win the championship, Tatum can't say, you know, nobody believed in us. We shocked the world. that's not going to work out. Everybody else. Even Milwaukee at this point. I mean, Milwaukee as a champion recently or as an elite team when they've played under 500 since Doc took over?
No, exactly. Even they can give a little story of how they're dogs.
Yes.
But like the Celtics, they have no story except we are the dominant team in the NBA. And if we don't get it this year, are we ever going to get it?
No.
If the Celtics don't get it, even though they just gave Brown the big contract, is the contract going to be a conversation going to be again? Oh, well, they got to move him. Well, everything starts to get questioned if you're the Celtics and don't win a championship. And Don, it's been like 15 years.
I know.
It's been more. It's been a long time.
Well, and
so like it's go time for this team.
And the only team that I think has the combination of skill, seeding, and no expectations, Minnesota. Like I don't know if anybody really believes Minnesota's winning a championship. Not with Denver sitting there. So that's a nice combination to have where they're legitimately good, and I don't know how many people really believe they can win a championship. Maybe make a run because the conference is open. But let the Knicks fly under the radar. Let them be disrespected. That works great.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so we mentioned this earlier, but Ipe Mizuhara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, is currently in custody.
Like shackles, right?
Yeah, federal custody after surrendering to law enforcement. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million over 2 years from Shohei Ohtani to pay gambling debts to an illegal sports book.
Again, I don't feel remotely bad for him. But does he need to be shackled? Like, is there danger he's going to run?
It's weird. His legs were shackled, yeah.
But, right, I mean, isn't that reserved for people that are, like, legitimately, like, dangerous?
You know what? That starts feeding Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, that starts feeding the conspiracy theory about, like, there's something being done here to protect Shohei Ohtani.
let's make
Ohtani look even better and more innocent by making the guy who we're saying did it, let's make him look like Hannibal Lecter.
I mean,
that way,
Ohtani
looks more and more innocent.
I'll tell you one thing, though. If you look at Ipe, he's the least threatening person visually that you could even think of.
So, yeah.
I mean, you know, he and the owner of the Raiders probably get their hair cut in the same place.
Oh, good call.
Well,
their barber is blind.
Kentucky has selected a head coach.
And it's white smoke came out to actually announce it.
Get it? See what he did there, Peter?
White smoke?
Yeah.
Pope?
Read the name.
Mark Pope.
Yes. When
they choose a pope, white smoke comes out.
Why would he know that?
Why does anybody know anything?
Yeah,
but you've got to be Catholic to know that?
I don't think Peter pays attention to the Pope.
No, it's not that I don't pay attention, Anthony. I'm aware of the Pope. I remember when he came to New York and was like, oh, I've never watched an anointment? What do they call when the Pope gets poped?
I don't even know that, but I know about the smoke.
You got to know the smoke. I don't know the smoke.
Oh.
Referenced, like whenever there's like it takes a long time to make a decision.
Who is it? The Pope?
What color is the smoke? There's a white smoke. I'm a little surprised, Peter. As an intellectual,
every time I think that Peter's really smart, something like this says, you know what? He's not.
I didn't know the reference.
But
white
I just
smoke.
Like Anthony's in my ear. Like, why would he know that? I understand you're not Catholic, but I don't think you have to be Catholic to know that.
Don's not Jewish. He knows about circumcision.
I know about the menorah.
All due respect to the Pope, the white smoke is not on the level of the circumcision. It's the circumcision.
It might be.
I don't know. The circumcision's very big out here.
Oh, but Greek just had the greatest line ever, Don.
What is it?
He said the only smoke Peter knows comes out of a vape pen.
Oh, wow.
Greek? Bad job by you, because that's not smoke. That's vapor.
I know, but.
Oh, it's vapor. Oh, sorry.
And the only smoke that I know is the smoke before the Bad Bunny. A lot of smoke at the Bad Bunny concert. He was very
that a blunt?
Very big on the smoke.
I'm legitimate. Honestly, Peter, this is all due respect.
It's disappointing.
So tell me the context.
I'm shocked you didn't know.
When does the white smoke appear? I don't even
all
know
right,
when
so
that would be.
All the cardinals are meeting, and they're choosing who the pope is. And this could go on for days. And when they finally choose a pope, they release white smoke through the chimney of the Vatican.
Right.
Which means, they've chosen a pope, and they will come out and they will announce it shortly. Oh. Did you go to school?
No, that wasn't in school.
I didn't learn that in school.
Don,
Michael
just throws out things that were in school. That wasn't school.
You know what? Let me take that back. I apologize. Are you alive?
I went to Catholic school.
How many popes have been named in my
lifetime? There's a lot of popes lately. A lot of them have been dropping dead. There's a lot of popes in your lifetime, in your adult lifetime.
I just thought that'd be something you'd know, Peter. I'll let you up, but just I was.
Someone out there tell me they didn't know about
it's
the white
out of respect.
Smoke.
No. I'm not talking about other people. I don't care about other people. I care about you. I'm just saying that I, knowing you, and knowing like the things that you kind of know and understand, I was genuinely surprised you didn't know that.
BK Style on Twitter goes, "I'm not Catholic, and I know about the white smoke. Everybody does."
I mean, now that we've said it 50 times, it sounds familiar.
Right, it's starting to, something's jarring.
All right, so you know what? I took you off your story. Tell me about Mark Pope.
I don't even care anymore. This was so much better.
Yeah, now I'm upset. But Mark Pope is the new head coach of Kentucky. By the way, he probably also knows nothing about the white smoke because he came from BYU.
And he was on the 96 team, right?
He was the captain of the 96 Kentucky championship team.
Well, there you go. That helps.
Kidding me? So, obviously, there are a lot of high-profile candidates who did not appear to be interested. Pope will replace John Calipari, who left this week for Arkansas. Name one previous Arkansas coach not named Nolan Richardson.
No,
go.
That's you just took us out on our knees. How would we know any other one?
Well, I got to tell
you. If you made it multiple choice.
I got to tell you, Don, I'm a big fan of my Razorbacks. Can't wait to get Cal. Come in, Coach Cal. They are, by the way, they are going to be close.
No, they'll do well.
Who, Coach Cal and Bill Clinton?
Oh, I don't know about their relationship. I'm saying Arkansas is going to do well. But Nolan Richardson had a nice run there.
Sure did. I love that team. Oliver Miller. That was a fun Razorback team.
Eric Musselman was the coach before. And he got the USC job because Andy Enfield left to get the SMU job.
Kyle Filipowski's going pro. He led the Blue Devils in being a D-nozzle and also with 16 points and 8 rebounds per game.
Klingens is going pro, too.
That's right. So,
sophomore.
So is Jared McCain. By the way, if you're wondering who these people are, they're all college basketball players not named Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese. They're the other guys this year. Anthony Davis, feeling good about the Lakers, says they're in a just-win mindset. Guys, we are staring the possibility of a nice Lakers-Warriors showdown, potentially, in the playing game. That would be fun.
Mm.
Now, this is a piece of audio I wanted to play you guys because it made me sick to my stomach. Ronda Rousey was on with Steve-O, the great journalist, Edward R. Murrow of our times, Steve-O from Jackass, where she talked about Logan Paul's success in WWE.
Wish that I was allowed the time to rehearse that he gets, because it's not evenly spread, you know what I mean? Like, some people get it. Oh, like, he's like their next big star, you know? Yeah. They're rolling out the red carpet, which is like, it goes to show that if you give people the time to rehearse and the resources, you can like do amazing things, you know? And it's frustrating that like everybody doesn't get that treatment.
All right, that's
because
enough.
Like,
I don't even need to hear the whole thing. Match guys.
Is she mean to, do you don't think the WWE wanted Ronda Rousey to succeed?
Hold on. Michael, thank you. Thank you for the fact that she used the phrase roll out the red carpet and they really want him to be the next big thing. Ronda Rousey got the single biggest rollout I've ever seen. She got Rowdy Roddy Piper's nickname. Like, she literally got, and his colors and his scheme and she got everything. She beat everyone. She was, listen, I don't know about her personal issues with the company. I won't pretend to know anything about it. I don't. And in the times that I interacted with her in a limited way, she was always friendly. But she has recently been going on a Burn the Bridges tour, and to act as if Logan Paul is getting lots of opportunities and help that she didn't get. Come back to me, Rhonda. I mean, she got everything, at least from the fans' perspective. In fact, it was almost too much.
So you're saying, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Oh, beautifully done. That'll do it for ENN. And that one I know. I don't know Pope Smoke. I know Help Me, Rhonda.
Pope Smoke.
Pope Smoke. It's on Peter's new album.
Brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
Fritz fun. Peterson dies at the age of 82. One of the more famous off-the-field things with the Yankees ever, he and Mike Keckett switch families and wives.
Oh, that story's unreal.
To this day, that would be, if somebody did that today, it would be outrageous. With the Kardashians, that would still be outrageous. So rest in peace.
Unreal story.
All right. Hope you all have a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on. We'll see you again Monday at 3. And now it's time for Daniel Craig to take us out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.